14, Jared Seaway. Number 6, Ian St. Arnaud. Wouldn't want to throw anywhere near him. Number 24, Ashton Miller-Melanson. And number 26, Keegan Vanek at defensive halfback. Number 22, John Korsgaden at free safety. And then in the middle, we already know, number 44, Justin Pace, flanked by number 15, James Banger Gillingham, making the switch from long snapper back to his other position of linebacker. He looked sharp in camp, and they're going to need every ounce of energy he can give them today. And then on the other side, first year playing meaningful reps, second year overall, number 30, Jacob Baldwin, who Justin Pace said has an even higher ceiling than he does. High praise and scary to think about. Offensively, Jazz Kara, Sean Matheson, Riley Sherman, Daniel Sudak, Nick Henning. Matt Camillo, number 8 at wide receiver. Jack Ashby Jacobs across from him, number 18 at wide receiver. Cedric Smith and Nathan Falcone in the slot. Liam Silverson at H-back. Jared Kasari at running back. And Alex Braken at quarterback. And folks, we're about to get into the swing of things here at Richardson. We're going to have a quick word from our sponsor, the Grad Club. But this has been the Grad Club pregame show. Looking for something fun to do on a Thursday night? Want to prove to your friends that you really do know it all? Want to win fun prizes and bragging rights? Then head over to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street for their iconic weekly trivia night, brought to you by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students. Trivia begins at 8 p.m., but word to the wise, get there early to guarantee your seat. And we are back, folks. We are just a few short moments away from the kickoff of game 102 in this long historic rivalry between your Queensgales in tricolor and those hated Western Mustangs in the purple and white. Two of the very best teams in Ontario, and historically speaking, two of the greatest programs in Canadian football history. It's a beautiful day here at Richardson Stadium. Not a lot of sun, but no rain, and a lovely breeze wafting in. Although I'm still sweating, but should help keep the guys at field level a little more refreshed. And we are going to see the Queens kickoff team on the field first. The Gales winning the toss and deferring. So we're going to see this defense get tested by, arguably, alongside Laurier, the best offense here in the conference. If you're just joining us, this is Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM, brought to you this year by our title sponsor, the Grad Club. Thank you to the Grad Club. It's also going to be the number one spot to catch Queens football games outside of Richardson Stadium, of course. If you can't make it live, head on down to the Grad Club. They've got the OUATV feed on the tube. And more importantly, they've got CFRC 101.9 FM playing over the sweet sound system. And I don't know about you folks, I'm always a little nervous before these games begin. And especially so when we're talking about Western. This is a rivalry, obviously, with a great deal of history, but even beyond the nearly 100 years that precede this, the last time the Gales beat the Mustangs, September 15th, 2012. I was in my final year of high school. I have, over that time, come to Queens, finished a degree, lost all my hair, fallen in love, lost that love, and now I'm up here in the booth. I went from working the security kiosk to screaming on the mic. So a lot can change over 13 years, and the Gales certainly hope that is true today as they try to snap this long. And because it's the rival, painful streak. Normally we get Tyler Mullen kicking off, but today it's Matt Driver, and he puts a charge into that one. Fielded at the 5-yard line by the Mustangs, and there is some space to work with, but he is brought down by a pair of Gales. Number 49 for Queens, and number 48 recording the tackle. 49, of course, personal favorite of mine, Jalen Grable, and 48 is a name very familiar to longtime listeners. That's Alex Tuck, two of the very best special teams players in the country making those key contributions once more, as it is now Western starting this drive from about their own 23-yard line. Game 102 is about to get interesting. Western has got a balanced formation. Looks run heavy here. Two men motioning onto the inside. It's going to be a handoff to Ethan Dalby. And Dalby has got space right away. He is going to be stopped up, but it's a good gain for the Western Mustangs running up the middle of this Queens defense. We have a gaggle of Gales bringing him down, including number 22, John Korskaden. Dalby followed his blocker as well. He had a chance to break something off there, but he is tackled up for a gain of about 8 or 9. And Western, they do this a lot when it's second and short. They bring in their backup quarterback, Jerome Rancor. And let me tell you, Rancor is an accurate word to describe this guy. This is a monstrous kind of quarterback. 6'4", 265 pounds. When he got to Western 3 years ago, he was 221. He's put on 40 pounds since then, and it don't look like fat to me as he sneaks it forward for the first down of the game. 3 yards and a cloud of dust there as the Mustangs, well, they've got the first positive offensive progress of the day tallied. And from a mental standpoint, that's always a big one to get. That first down is often the most difficult first down to acquire, and they did it on the ground. Ethan Dalby and then Jerome Rancor finishing it off from about 2 yards away. So it's first and 10 for the Mustangs, and this will be just past the 35, right from the 36. You've got trips on the right-hand side. Looks like it's going to be a play-action pass, and it is. Hillock over the middle, and it's week one, folks, because he finds nothing but turf there. Bit of a miscommunication and mistiming issue can definitely happen, especially on offense. Usually, when it comes to football, it's a bit easier to learn the defensive side of things. Not saying it's an easy thing to do, but the offense, there's more moving pieces, whereas the defense, you play a lot more instinctive football. So you're going to see mistakes like that early in the season, even from a player as great as Evan Hillock. So second and 10 from the Western 36. A spread formation. They have got two receivers on each side with the fullback. Looks like he's going to stay in to help support the pass blocking there, Sandro Pierini. And we're going to see a handoff, and they've got a lot of space. Ethan Dalby breaks this to the right-hand side. Oh, what a tackle, though, brought down by number 6, Ian St. Arnaud. He ain't just sizzle and speed. That boy can tackle, too. But Western does pick up enough for a first down, picking up about 12 yards there. So this offense, they're doing what they do best. They're matriculating the ball with a strong power run game. They've got trips on the left-hand side. It's going to be first and 10 Western from their own 45-yard line. Man in motion across the formation. Another handoff to Dalby. And because of that strong offensive line, he's going to pick up more than probably most others would. We do have a Gale getting up a little gingerly there. That's number 97, Tristan Burrell. He is on his feet, but he's going to be tended to by the trainer. So let's take a moment to talk about our first quarter sponsor, the Grad Club. Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street with a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding $10 soup and sandwich combo. The Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. Thank you again to the Grad Club. Number 97, Tristan Burrell. He is being helped off the field, but he looks to be okay. Thankfully, knock on wood, nothing too serious there. And replacing him on that line is another one of my first interviewees from CFRC at the Lang. Yeah, that is. That's Big G, Garang Ugwak, into the game for the first time this season. I know my buddy Lou in Hamilton, he really loves Garang Ugwak. Big fan of his. So we've got three men in motion. It's going to be another handoff towards the right side. And this time, Dalby, he's surrounded. And it don't sound too good for him as he's taken down after a short gain there. So it looks like it will be third down, and it's going to be another and short situation. And in short situations, we get the tall and bulky Jerome Rancor making his way onto the field here, trying to convert another key first down for the Mustangs. We will see if this Gales defense can hold. It is 3rd and 2 from just shy of midfield. Rancourt under center, and he's going to break it around to the outside. Justin Pace in pursuit. He is going to get it. Pace and John Corskadden, as well as Ian St. Arnaud, were there to stop him, but they don't stop him short. So Western doing their damage on the ground here, trying to test a younger Queens defensive front. They've still got Eric Johnston in there, but Darian Newell is no longer on the tricolor roster. So Western, with that big offensive line, that skilled offensive line, they may smell blood in the water. They may have their game plan for today. It's going to be 1st and 10 Western, and the snap is fumbled and recovered by the center. But a bit of an oopsie there from the normally outstanding Phil Cote. Must have had popcorn on the bus. That one slipped right on out. So it's going to be 2nd and 10 from the same spot, the Gales 50-yard line, on a gray but lovely day here in Kingston. Limestone gray. I'm taking that as a positive sign. Here we go, 2nd and 10. Biggest play of the game so far. Trips on the right-hand side. It is going to be another handoff to Ethan Dolby. Great call there as he picks up a first down along the left-hand side of the field before getting driven out by the combination of Jacob Baldwin and John Corskadden. But Coach Greg Marshall, he's loving this run game here. It was 2nd and 10. It was a great call. They had trips on the right-hand side. They got all the defensive attention there, and they ran it to the other side, breaking it left, letting Dolby follow those big boys in the white and purple for another first down on the ground. They've done all their damage on terra firma here today. We've got a man in motion across the formation. It is 1st and 10. There is a flag down. It would have been 1st and 10 from the Queens 35, so Western already threatening in scoring position here. Just under 10 minutes to go in our first quarter of action, brought to you, of course, by the Grad Club. We do have a penalty on the Mustangs, so they're going to be moving back a few yards here. It should be 1st and 15 from the, looks like, Queens 39. So, let's do it all over again. Western really asserting their dominance on the ground here today. Haven't seen much from the passing offense yet, but never discount the great Evan Hillock. He's done a lot of damage in his four-year career, and we are going to see him passing here. A little bit of pressure from OJ, but Hillock does break it out and then smartly slides to avoid absolute and utter oblivion at the hands of Justin Pace and number 15 in the tricolor, James Gillingham. Legal middle name is Banger. I wish my middle name was Banger. I think that would have opened a lot more doors for me in life. So it's going to be 2nd and 11 from just shy of the Gales 35. 6 minutes into our first quarter of action. It's still a 0-0 ball game, but the Western Mustangs are intent on changing that. Evan Hillock, of course, flanked by a multitude of receivers. Ethan Dolby staying in the pass block. Hillock is going to fire that one over the middle, complete, and tackled up by Keegan Vanek. It's going to be close to first down yardage there, and in fact it will be. That's Seth Robertson picking up a key first down over the middle to put Western well within kicker Brian Garrity's range here. Western has the potential for 3, but you know they want more. And the first completed pass of the game for Evan Hillock is good for first down yardage. So it's going to be 1st and 10 from the Gales 22. Multiple men in motion on the right-hand side. Hillock is going to be looking right on the pass. Steps up into the pocket, throws it to the end zone, trying to beat Ian St. Arnaud, but St. Arnaud says no. That one is knocked harmlessly to the turf. 2nd and 10 Mustangs, trying to test young Ian St. Arnaud early. And that is a test the BC Blur passes with flying colors. 0-0 ball game here, but Western looking for more. It is 2nd and 10 from the Queens 22, a drive that began deep in Western territory and has largely done damage via the ground game. Hillock flanked by Dolby and Pierini. We've got two wide on each side. It's going to be another handoff to Dolby, and Dolby is pursued, harangued, harassed, but ultimately ends up about a yard short, and you know what that means. It's time to bring the big lad on. If I'm Western, I am not settling for 3 here. Yep, I'm bringing the caveman-esque I suppose, is the physiology here. Rather intimidating. There's drawings of him and his family on walls in ancient Sumeria, I suppose. And that's no shade. This guy is a specimen. This guy is a weapon out there. And actually, we've got Hillock and Rancor on the field. So, interesting. Very interesting. They're lined up in a pass formation. Rancor is in as an H-back. It's going to be a handoff to Dolby. And Dolby is going to put the first points of the ball game on the board for the Mustangs as they drive with little issue through the heart of this Queens defense and into the tricolor end zone for the first points of the 2025 season for the Western Mustangs. You have to think there's going to be more to come throughout this 2025 season. This Queens defense, they're going to try and shut them down here. Now you need a big response from the offense. Western are the ultimate front runners. They get in front, they stay in front, and they put the pressure on you. And the pressure is now on this Queens offense to, if not answer, at least provide their defense with a bit of respite, because that was a physical, physical Western performance. No Keon Edwards, no problem, apparently. Kick is up, kick is good. 7-0 ball game here at Richardson for game 102 between the Gales and the Mustangs in season 102 on CFRC 101.9 FM. Let's throw it to a quick word from our sponsor, the Grad Club. Looking for something fun to do on a Thursday night? Want to prove to your friends that you really do know it all? Want to win fun prizes and bragging rights? Then head over to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street for their iconic weekly trivia night, brought to you by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students. Trivia begins at 8 p.m., but word to the wise, get there early to guarantee your seat. And we are back, folks. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM, brought to you by the Grad Club. And if you're just joining us, the Mustangs are up early here. It's a 7-0 ball game. They started their drive from just around their own 25, and they went 80-plus yards down the field to slam one in with number 29, Ethan Dalby. His first touchdown of the season. He did the Lions' share of the work for them. And now the Queens special teams unit, the most exciting special teams unit in Canada, they're on the field. First time we've seen the tricolor returners, and they're running a three-man return set, and it's going to number six, Ian St. Arnaud. St. Arnaud across the Queens 10-yard line, looking for space, but isn't going to find much. Stopped just shy of the 20-yard line. Weston did a good job there. You could see it. Ian is such a smart returner. He's always got his eyes up. He's so shifty and elusive, but he excels at reading and recognizing the gaps in the coverage and following those to, oftentimes, pay dirt. That time there, Western slammed the door shut. And now the Gales offense, already trailing by a touchdown, is on the field. Isaiah Adams, number zero in the backfield. Mateo Tuioti out there on offense. Cedric Smith in motion to give us trips on the right-hand side. Franken is going to drop back. He is going to pass it over the middle to Cedric Smith, but put a little too much on that one, a little too high, as Cedric Smith is unable to secure that little drag route across the middle there. Perhaps a bit of a nervous throw there, as Smith is unable to secure the ball. Second and 10 from the Gales' 18-yard line. Jack Ashby Jacobs out wide. Got Matt Camillo on the other side. Vreeken running for his life, rolling, throwing, finds a man. That's Mateo Tuioti over the 40-yard line. Oh my goodness, rumbling, stumbling, bubbling to the Gales 50. Heads-up play from Alex Vreeken, under pressure, rolling out, finds number 87 for the first down of the 2025 season for your Queens Gales. Something from nothing there for Alex Vreeken as, man, Mateo Tuioti, I've talked about his potential, and I think this is the year we're really going to see a big, big season for Mateo Tuioti. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Gales at their own 48-yard line. Jarrett Kasari in the ballgame for the first time, and he's going to get his first handoff of the season. He's looking to break it left, but only going to pick up maybe a yard or two. Not much to work with there. They give him one, so it's going to be second and 9 from the Queens 49. Mateo Tuioti picking up the first down of the season for the Gales. And so far, it's been a battle of concepts. The ground and pound Western Mustangs and the Gales getting their damage done so far through the air, breaking 1 for 2. He's got trips on the right-hand side. That's two receivers and big number 87, Mateo Tuioti. He's looking for Tuioti again, but he's got Jack Ashby Jacobs, but Jack Ashby Jacobs unable to secure that one. And that is going to bring number 17, Matt Driver, onto the field for the first time in a punting situation as this Queens offense picks up a first down, but ultimately is stopped short after that. Let's take a look at who Western's got back deep to return. That is number 81, Roman Campanaro. Number 84, Braden Mazzeri, also out there. Not quite as deep, playing kind of a left-right stagger for their returners. And you may want to line up deep with big number 17, Matt Driver, out there to blast it away. One of the few players I've ever seen on special teams get audible gasps when he gets the ball. Needed every inch of his 6'4 frame there to catch that one. No yards, but a quick tackle by number 33 for the Gales, Brandon Spence. He was there, but the flag is down. So this Western offense back on the field after a phenomenally successful first drive where they kind of had their way with this Queens run defense, aided by some creative play calling by Greg Marshall and co. It is a 7-0 ball game with 4 minutes and 46 seconds left here in our first quarter of action, brought to you by the Grad Club. Did you know that the Grad Club also offers outstanding catering options for your events? They offer a wide variety of meal options, including plenty of vegetarian and vegan alternatives. More information on their new catering menu can be found at thegradclub.ca. Thank you again to the Grad Club for their continued support of the work we do here at CFRC 101.9 FM. We're going to have more information on some of the great events coming up in the next 2 weeks at the Grad Club, and that'll be a recurring theme in our broadcast, is highlighting the outstanding music and community events offered by the one and only Grad Club throughout the school year. It's a little early to be dramatic, but that first drive really is an alarming one for this Gales defense, as Western kind of just did what they wanted to do. So we'll see how Coach Beck's unit responds after a very strong opening gambit. And the Mustangs, although they've got a coterie of talented pass catchers, so far the ground has been the priority, and that's really Greg Marshall's MO. He's always had such outstanding running backs to flank and support their kind of all-out passing offense. So here we go. First and 10 for the Mustangs from their own 41-yard line. So great starting field position thanks to the no-yards penalty. We have got another run-heavy formation, but it's going to be a play-action pass. Hillick was under pressure and nearly brought in by Ian St. Arnaud. And shout out to James Gillingham. A strong early game from Banger here as he put the pressure on Evan Hillick. And Ian St. Arnaud stuck out that long left arm of his, and this was the 1970s with a little bit of sticky tack. He may have been bringing that one back with him. But we have a second and 10 from the Western 41. It's going to be another handoff, and the Gales are going to stop it short, but maybe not quite short enough, as this is within the realm of achievability, and it looks like the Western offense is going to stay on the field to try and convert this. This is a 3rd and 4 from just over their own 45-yard line. But it looks like it will be a punt instead. Maybe playing a game of brinksmanship there, trying to get Queens to use a timeout. And so we shift from another defensive down to our first punt return situation. Number 6, Ian St. Arnaud, back deep to return. Few players in Canada are as electric as number 6, Ian St. Arnaud. That's a good punt, end over end, caught at the 18-yard line by Ian St. Arnaud. He's looking left. He's trying to find anything. He doubles back right, and he finds a seam along the right-hand side of the field. Good pickup there from Ian St. Arnaud, going to give his offense the best starting field position today, just past their own 32-yard line. If you're just joining us, this is Game 1 of Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM, brought to you by the Grad Club. Queens trails 7-0 after a dominant opening drive from Western resulted in pay dirt, but the defense holds and generates a 2-and-out to put their offense back on the field. Jared Kasari in the backfield, 1 carry for 1 yard so far. Breaking over the middle to Russell Weir, and that's picked off by Richard Abdufour. Bounced off Weir's hands and right into the trusty arms of fifth-year defensive back Richard Abdufour. And I said they needed to limit turnovers, not have 0 turnovers. But that's got to be your one, because this Western offense, last drive they started at their own 41. This drive they start at the Queens 41. Bad break there. Vraken to Weir. Results in Vraken's first interception of the season, and that looked eerily similar to some of the interceptions we saw early on, especially in the Windsor game last year. Off the hands, into the defender's arms. Hand off here to Ethan Dalby, tracked down by Eric Johnston. And another name I've been calling a great deal early, James Gillingham. 2nd and 7 coming up from about the 37-yard line of the Gales, who trail 7-0. One play offensive drive resulting in an interception. Western controlling the pace of play early here. We've got trips on the left-hand side. It is going to be a pass from Hillock. He's going to look to Dalby. And Banger is bang on the money. Tracking down Ethan Dalby after a short gain. Bringing up a 3rd and 4 situation. James Gillingham reading that pass to the flat very well. Staying in lockstep with the speedy Ethan Dalby. And bringing him down. And now we've got a field goal situation. Should be about a 42-yard try, so makeable for a kick of the caliber of Brian Garrity. But if he misses, it could be trouble for the Western Mustangs as number 6, Ian St. Arnaud, back deep to return. 2 120-yard touchdown returns last year here at Richardson. But will not have the opportunity as Garrity makes it a 10-0 ball game. And so this Queens offense back on the field after a bit of a calamitous first play. Now a 2-score ball game, and you don't want to be behind 2 scores against the team the caliber of the Western Mustangs. Short memory. You got to have a short memory when you play quarterback. Alex Vraken back in the ballgame, back on that horse. And looking to get back into the swing of things. Trips on the right-hand side. We've got 2 split out on the left. Preston Martin in the ballgame here. And he's going to look for Preston Martin. And Preston Martin is going to pick up a first down. Nice, simple pass and catch for first down yardage for the Gales. So here we go, first and 10. The Queens Gales picking up their second first down of the ball game, trailing 10-0 here. Second carry for Jared Kasari, and he is mobbed by a number of Mustangs who bring him down for a, looks like about a 4-yard loss, setting up a second and 14 for the Gales. So likely a passing situation here, second and 14 from the Queens 45 in a game that has so far been dominated by the Mustangs. Three men in motion on the left-hand side. Vreeken dropping back to pass, stepping up in the pocket. He's got Cedric Smith over the middle for the biggest play of the day for the Tricolors so far. First down, Gales. Vreeken to Cedric Smith, number one, with his first grab of the season. They miscommunicated early, missed a pass over the middle on a drag route, but he found him on a post. And that is a huge first down to get Queens into Western territory for the first time today. Vreeken, one mishap, but otherwise has looked sharp. Cedric Smith in motion, as is Jared Kasari. We've got a passing situation. He's looking to Kasari in the flat, but he finds Russell Weir. And what a grab from Russell Weir. A diving high point catch to pick up key yardage on first and 10 to close out our first quarter of football action. My oh my, a high octane finish to our first quarter, brought to you by the Grad Club. Thank you to the Grad Club. We'll hear more about them throughout the broadcast. But coming up next, we've got second quarter football action brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods.
You're listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Up next, second quarter football action brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods.
And we are back, folks. This is game 102 between the Western Mustangs and the Queens Gales during season 102 of Gales Game Day on CFRC. It is a 10-0 ball game here at Richardson Stadium. Western scoring a touchdown on their opening drive and following that up with a 42-yard field goal from Brian Garrity. But the Gales just picked up two key first downs on back-to-back plays, both through the air, one to Cedric Smith and the other to Russell Weir. And now Queens is threatening for the first time today. It'll be second and short for the Gales inside Western territory. And Mateo Tuioti is wide open. See ya! Touchdown, Queens! Let's cue it up, folks, for the first time this year.
The Oil Fine plays. Ringing through Richardson Memorial Stadium.
A huge play there. Alex Vreeken bouncing back from an interception to throw his first touchdown of the season. It is a 10-6 ball game with Tyler Mullen on to try and cut the score to 3. And he does. New ball game. 10-7 as Mateo Tuioti made one man miss and waltzed in for a 35-yard touchdown score on second and short. And here we go. The crowd is loud. The folks here at Richardson Stadium are energized. No students, no problem. And this game is being listened to all across the world, from the caves of Amherst View to the Hyundai Sonatas of Hamilton, Ontario, to my uncle's den in London, Ontario. I was going to say my parents are tuned in as well, but they're here at Richardson Stadium. And obviously, if you're tuned in, you probably couldn't be, but that's all right. You got the next best thing right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Second quarter brought to you by our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. More on that in just a moment, however, as number 17, Matt Driver, is on to kick this one deep. It's going to bounce out of bounds, which is a flag. Driver nearly popped it where it needed to be. But a bit of a Richardson turf bounce is going to issue a penalty to this Queen special teams unit and give Western, once again, strong starting field position. But that defense, they've got to be energized after that outstanding offensive explosion leading to the first touchdown of the season for Mateo Tuioti and Alex Vraken. And now it's on the defense to hopefully generate another two and out. You need to get this offense back on the field quickly. They've got the momentum. They need to capitalize. Will Western continue to ground and pound, or are they going to let Evan Hillock air it out a little bit himself? Turnabout fair play, after all. So far on the defense, two outstanding performances from Ian St. Arnaud and James Gillingham. First and 10 from the 40-yard line. Another handoff, Ethan Dalby, and Eric Johnston says, no, sir. He's eaten today. And Ethan Dalby looked like a prime piece of Kobe beef for big number 91, Eric Johnston. First tackle for loss of the season for the Queens Gaels. As it will be second and 12. We saw a similar down and distance where Western handed the ball off, but it looks like this is going to be a pass. Hillock rolling out to the left-hand side, under pressure, and down you go! Scary Steve with a terrifying tackle for loss. A simply scintillating sack on Evan Hillock. Number 55 brings Richardson alive. And Queens, they've got all the momentum and then some. My, oh my. Stevie K, have yourself a day. What a play. We saw Capea start to come alive at the end of the 2024 season, and he was fantastic, phenomenal there. Biggest play for this Queens defense generated by the defensive line. Punt is up and out. Ian St. Arnaud tracking it on a bad bounce, but he has got some space on the right-hand side of the field. Ian St. Arnaud has got one man to beat on the boundary side, and he is still up running, spins through, still on his feet. Ian St. Arnaud, probably the most hard-earned 10 yards in Canadian football history, pinballing off the purple and white like he was in an arcade cabinet. And the Queens Gaels, after putting up their first touchdown of the season, are back on offense. It'll be first and 10 from their own 42-yard line. And the atmosphere, total 180 from about 5 minutes ago. That first touchdown and that two and out has got Richardson believing for perhaps the first time in a long time. Here we go. Ethan Dahl in the ball game here. It's going to be a handoff to Ethan Dahl, and Dahl fighting forward, still up on his feet, bouncing through two Western tacklers for a physical first down from number 28, Ethan Dahl. Woo. Second year, folks, second year player making a play like that on the biggest stage, home opener, century-old rival. And Ethan Dahl, my oh my, first down Gales. It's going to be first and 10 from about the 47-yard line of the Mustangs. Ethan Dahl still in the ballgame, multiple men in motion. It is going to be a pass. He was looking for Dahl, couldn't find him. Finds Cedric Smith. Smith makes one man miss, spins off another, falls forward for, if not a first, an inch or two short, Cedric Smith. What a ball game for Seti. Looking like he was born ready, as it's going to be second and short for the Gales. About maybe a yard. This will be second and one from the 37-yard line. So they picked up 10, but not quite first down distance. And Fraken is not under center. He is in the backfield. And they're going to hand it off to Ethan Dahl. And Dahl has got a first down and drops the shoulder, lowers the boom. And Ethan Dahl came to play. My goodness. We do have a Western player down. So let me give you a little bit of knowledge. Let me spit a little bit of knowledge about Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street is your one-stop shop for the finest farm-to-table ingredients, a la carte meal items, and high-quality frozen meals. Pizza, sausage rolls, sandwiches, and sweet treats await. So don't hesitate to make a date and head down to the farm at 204 Berry Street. And we've actually got a prepared word from our sponsor. And hey, folks, not to toot my own horn, but I think this is a pretty fun one.
Sports fans, why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
Thank you again to Old Farm Fine Foods. And hey, folks, the chocolate milk, I've been told, is a real hit amongst the football players. Great way to build some bone strength, get the calcium and the protein in the. So you might want to buy that sooner rather than later. Isaiah Adams in the ballgame here. Vraken dropping back to pass. Oh, he was looking for Mateo Tuioti. Tuioti got tangled up, and it looks like he has drawn a pass interference flag, so that should move it along nicely, but if Mateo Tuioti wasn't caught in that tangle of purple and white, he may have caught his second touchdown of the game deep in the western end zone, but if the nuts were candy and butts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. So instead, we'll be getting a first and 10 spot TBA. But what a turnaround for this Queens team. After that Alex Vraken interception, the pessimistic amongst us might have been writing the premature eulogy. But instead, Queens showing signs of life, showing fight, trailing by three. It's 10-7 here at Richardson Memorial Stadium for game 102 between the Mustangs and the Gales, already shaping up to be a fun one. First and 10 from the Western 15. Gales trail by three. Isaiah Adams in the ballgame. Russell Weir in motion. We've got a balanced formation. Definitely looks like a run fit. But Vraken is going to complete the pass out to Russell Weir. And Russell Weir has got one man to beat. Russell Weir into the end zone for his first of what could be many touchdowns for the Gales. As Queens takes the lead. And DJ, hit my favorite song. Gales, 14-10, with 10 minutes and 57 seconds left in our second quarter of action. What a great play. Oh, I love the design. Russell Weir leaking out into the flat. And if you don't have the angle on Russell Weir, you're left grasping at air as he scoots, slides, and scores his first touchdown of the season for your Tricolor Gales. And my, oh my, whoo, like a bolt of lightning, whoo, slipping through my body, I am energized as this Queens kickoff team tries to keep the good feelings going, up four for the first time since 2023. The less said about that, the better. But my, oh my, Alex Braken rebounding after a difficult early interception. His defense gave him a huge hand, and he has repaid their faith, their trust, and their effort in spades. Great kick from Matt Driver through the hands of the Western returner. He's going to have to scramble to get this out of the end zone. Matt Driver with one heck of a kick. And there is a flag down, so we could see this one backed up. But that was Roman Campanero who caught that one after dropping it in the end zone and did manage to fight forward to about the 20-yard line. We will see who this flag is on. And if you're the Queens defense, last drive, tackle for loss from Eric Johnston, and a sack from Scary Steve to push the Western offense back, 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 just as they're moving back, back, back here. It is going to be first and 10 for the Mustangs from their own 5-yard line after what appeared to be a block in the back. Folks, if you're just joining us, you've already missed a lifetime. It is 14-10 for the Gales. They were trailing 10-0, answered back with two rapid touchdowns. But this Western team, it ain't over until the final whistle blows, and we got a lot of time left. Hillock is going to hand it off to Dalby. Keegan Vanek seals him in, and the D-line takes him down. Gain of 1 yard. What a job by Keegan Vanek there. Vanek ran up, read the play perfectly, stopped Dalby from breaking it out to the right-hand side. Dalby had to cut it back into the middle of his defense, right into the teeth of Garong Ugwak and Eric Johnston, which, hey man, that's like almost 600 pounds between the two of them. Not where you want to be at any point in your life. And as a result, it's going to be 2nd and 8 from the Western 7. A huge, huge early 2nd and long for the Mustangs here. We've got a man in motion. There are two on the left and Trips on the right, and Hillock is looking left. He's going to get the pass out, but it's incomplete. And Jared Seaway, all reliable there to give the Western receiver a scare and force another two and out. My goodness, folks. My goodness. The Queens defensive line, after struggling on drive one, they are feasting like me on those Old Farm sausage rolls. It is a sight to see as Richardson reverberates with a tangible energy. Man, oh man. Text your friends. Call your friends. WhatsApp, Skype, Zoom, I don't care. Tell them, hey, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and tune into history as Western concedes two more, making it a 16-10 ball game. Queen scoring 16 unanswered. I don't know, folks. I'm not saying anything other than we are in store for a classic here today. We are in store for a classic. I said this game felt different. And now you gotta listen to me. Now you gotta listen to me. I don't know many things in life. But when it comes to accurately assessing the atmosphere of U Sports football, as niche skill set as that is, hey man, you know what you know. So here we go. 1st and 10 for the Gales. They're going to be starting from their own 35-yard line after the conceded safety. They lead 16-10 with 9.5 minutes to go here in our second quarter of action. Braken dropping back, finding Nathan Falcone for the first time today, and Falcone running through traffic. Actually, sorry about that, folks. That's Jack Ashby Jacobs, 18, not 16. There is a flag down on the Western sideline, however. Great little grab and run there from Jack Ashby Jacobs. And it looks like it might be a penalty on the Mustangs, which could give the Gales some free first down yardage, making it maybe a 1st and 5 or 1st and manageable. Yes, indeed. It is going to be a penalty on the Mustangs. So Queens moving forward, but declining the penalty because Jack Ashby Jacobs picked up enough to give them a first down and some better field positioning. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Gales from their own 45-yard line, a 10-yard pickup on first down. And the Gales, they've been doing it through the air. Western on the ground, Queens through the air. Often the inverse of what we've seen in past years. Raken, he has been hotter than fish grease. And he's got three men on the right-hand side. Isaiah Adams slipping out of the backfield. He's under pressure. Raken is going down. First sack of the day for this vaunted Western defense. Won't cost the Gales much, but it will cost them a key first down, making it second and about 13. Raken went through his progressions, and I think he made the right read there. Last year, may have tried to force that one into traffic. That's where you get in trouble. This year, went through the progressions. Perhaps that training camp QB program with the Hamilton Tiger Cats paying dividends already. So it's going to be second and 13. Raken has got multiple men in motion. Hard count, trying to get this Western defense to jump. You're not going to draw many penalties from these guys. Raken over the middle, but that one is just a little short. Had to EOT, but couldn't quite step into the play because the pressure in the pocket was immense. So Raken had to stay, not necessarily on his back foot, but he couldn't step up into that throw. If he had put a little more zip on that, might have been a first down, but credit to this Western defensive line answering in kind and shutting down this Queens drive and sort of, somewhat, stealing back some of that momentum as Matt Driver is on to punt this one away. We've got two Mustangs back to return, one of which is Braden Mazzeri. And I'm looking for the number on the other one. Looks like Roman Campanaro. High punt from Matt Driver. Looks like he's going to track out of bounds, and does, so it'll be first and 10 for the Western Mustangs as I take a much-deserved seat for a moment here. On my feet all game. I feel like 30, 40, 50,000 steps. But so far, it's been 16 steps forward and only 10 steps back for the Gales as they lead by a touchdown without a conversion. 16-10 here at Richardson Stadium. The largest lead Queens has had against Western since, look, I don't know when. But can they hold? Can they build? Can they keep this explosive Western offense a little more under control? That is still yet to be seen. It's going to be first and 10 from the Mustangs 34. Three-man front for the Gales. Hand off to Ethan Dalby, and Scary Steve going to be giving this Western offense nightmares as he is right there, supported by number 44, Justin Pace, 5-5-4-4, resulting in a gain of only two for this Western offense. They have really done a great job of establishing the run, but Queens has started to answer in kind. As we have 7 minutes to go here in our second quarter of football action, brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. More on that in just a moment. Second and 8 from the 35. Hillock dropping back to pass. He's got time. He's got a man. But airmails it. The Pony Express could not deliver on that one, as we're going to see another two and out generated by this Queens defense. And what a change since that first drive. This Queens defense has come alive. And for as good as the offense has been, this defense has been integral in setting them up with great field position. And here we go, the hardest working man in Queens football. Much like I'm the hardest working man in show business, Ian St. Arnaud back deep to return. I couldn't run a 40 anywhere near as fast as him, though. And he's going to have a returnable kick to work with. Fields it on the right-hand side, just shy of the 25. And St. Arnaud is going to follow his blockers and pick up a nice 15-yard return, tackled up just over the Queens 40-yard line. If you're just joining us, it's a 16-10 ball game with 6 minutes and 43 seconds to go here in our second quarter of football action, brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. Did you know that Old Farm Fine Foods also offers top-notch catering for your special occasion? Speak to the friendly staff at the cash for more information. Old Farm Catering, always fresh, always delicious, and sure to satisfy. And on that note, well, let's hear another word from our sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods, so I can take a much-needed little sip of something sweet.
Hey, sports sports fans, why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
And we are back. This is game 102 between your Queens Gales and the Western Mustangs in season 102 of Gales Game Day on CFRC, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Grad Club is our title sponsor, but we like to show some love to some local businesses as well. So we have Old Farm Fine Foods as our second quarter sponsor, and I'll actually be joined in the booth for halftime show on the 5th of September, the Laurier Night Game, by Steve and Jeff from Old Farm Fine Foods. And, well, get the 8-second tape delay ready, because I really truly don't know what those lunatics are going to say on the air, but I think it's going to be a fun time all the same. 6-point lead for the Gales, 1st and 10 from their own 42-yard line in what is already been a game filled with offensive excitement. Ethan Dahl taking the handoff, trying to break right, loses his footing. There is a flag down, but it is going to be on the Gales, so Western's likely going to push this back. Would have been maybe a 1-yard gain for Ethan Dahl. This Western defense, always formidable, do a great job stopping the run. The Gales have mostly got it done through the air, but you can't be one-dimensional against a team like this. They're just so good, so well-coached, and so deep with their athletes. So Western is actually going to decline that penalty, making it 2nd and 10. Last year, 2nd and 10 was a bit of a death knell for the Queens offense. This year, more of a speed bump, as they have been great early with touchdowns from Russell Weir and Mateo Tuioti. 6 minutes to go here in our second quarter of football action. We've got a special halftime show coming up, sponsored by the Grad Club. Oh, another handoff to Ethan Dahl. Ethan Dahl breaks on the left-hand side, cuts it back in, and my, oh my, Ethan Dahl is going to be close to first down yardage, but we do have a flag down in the backfield, which often means, given the timing, thrown after the play was over, could be some unsportsmanlike conduct and likely on the Gales from where it was thrown. Otherwise, Ethan Dahl would have been a Dahl's eyelash length away from a first down. Face mask on the Gales, so I think in the process of completing a block, one of the Queens offensive linemen, the hand rode a little high into the face mask of Max von Mühldorfer, the outstanding defensive tackle for the Western Mustangs. So we're just waiting to see what exactly is going to happen. Because it's a conduct penalty, it isn't a repeat of down and distance. That's the down. It's now 3rd down and 15. So Western doesn't get the chance to decline this. It's just processed, and now the Gales are facing 3rd and 17, and so they bring on number 17 to punt this one away. A promising drive undone by a couple of penalties for the Gales, and that brings Matt Driver on. Hasn't really put a charge into a punt as of yet, but he has the potential to absolutely plaster that ball, and this is a good one. It's going to be fielded at the 34-yard line, and the Western returner, with a bit of a hold that is called, is going to get a great return, but Braden Missouri may as well put it in reverse, because good call by the referees there. A Western punt returner got locked up with one of the Queens punt coverage team, and as he was trying to complete his block, essentially his hands got outside of the shoulder pad frame, and he pulled him down with him. You can't tackle when you're trying to block, although you can try to block when you're trying to tackle. It just doesn't always go well. So that is going to be a penalty on the Mustangs, undoing a promising return, and you can tell it's week one because both teams are still working out some of the kinks offensively, defensively, and on special teams. Still a 6-point ball game here. Queens leads 16-10 with about 5.5 minutes to go here in our second quarter of action. Queens defensive front, the same as it's been for the last couple defensive series. Stephen Capea, Garong Ugwak, Eric Johnston, and OJ Ollie Jackson. It's going to be a pass from Hillock out into the slot to Dasani McIntosh, and Dasani McIntosh is tracked down by Jacob Baldwin and Justin Pace, this backer brotherhood collaborating for a tackle to stop that Western pass play at 7 as opposed to 10. So it's going to be 2nd and 3 from the Mustang 40-yard line. And the momentum has shifted back into neutral. The Gales were riding high for a moment there, but things have kind of come back down to earth with a couple traded two and outs from both offensive units. Hillock with multiple men in motion. He is going to hand it off to Ethan Dalby, and Dalby is looking for space, and he is finding nothing. Stopped up by a gaggle of Gales. A veritable tricolor triple hunt as those big boys up front looking for any ball carrier in white and purple and finding Ethan Dalby, who has had a fantastic game prior to this, but he stopped short there, setting up a punt situation. And I'm glad my mic is not field level, because Justin Pace might have just gotten us kicked off the airwaves with a very impassioned leadership, profanity-laden, let's say congratulatory message to his fellow teammates. But you gotta love the guy. That's what he does best. So it's going to be a punt situation for the Western Mustangs. Ian St. Arnaud back to return. Hell of a heck of a rush from Eric Johnston there. My goodness, fella, what a rush. As Ian St. Arnaud picks up a return of about 8 yards there. As a fella falling forward, Eric Johnston basically threw the blocking